Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
On the weekend, I was hanging out with a mate. He was out kite surfing, and he came in, and I thought, wow, you're doing these amazing tricks, and you're flying across the water. It was quite windy come Saturday, and he just had his sunnies on. I thought, how does he keep them on?
Yeah, so they fall off.
Right? I said, how do you keep those on? You've got no strap at the back or anything. And he goes, oh, nah, they cling to my face. They're pretty good. I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. So he goes out again, spends another, I would say, probably a good half an hour out there. It goes quite far out.
So impressive, kite surfing.
So good.
I'm too chicken, but it looks amazing.
It's on the to-do list. Eventually, I'll get there. But he comes back, and I'm waiting on the shore. And then I see that he's lost his glasses. And I was like, oh, are they in your pocket? Like, what happened? He goes, oh, yeah, I do lose a few of them.
What?
I know. So after I said, you know.
So careless with his sunnies.
Right? I couldn't believe it. Anyway, so he's lost 3 pairs in the last month and a half.
Whoa. Why doesn't he get one of those things that you attach to it and tighten it real hard and they won't fall off your face?
I even said to him, okay, next time you get a pair, come to my house. I'll drill a pin hole in them and I'll put some wire around and make it all look good and blah, blah. And he's like, oh, nah. I'm not going to lose another pair. I'm like, you've already lost 3.
Yeah, you will.
You will lose another pair.
Statistically, you're going to lose another
pair.
He's
so confident in his glass-wearing abilities that he said, nah, this will be the last time. I'm like, I guarantee you in a month that we're going to have the same conversation. But I want to know, what have you lost to the ocean or in the ocean?
Oh, people have done it all the time. Speaking of glasses, when I was younger, I had a pair, just got brand new glasses, right? Because I wear them, spectacles, not sunnies.
Okay.
And we went down to the beach for an activity. I was in the scouts, so we're doing something down there. Lost my glasses.
Yeah.
No idea where they fell off, where I left them, and I'd had them probably a week. And my parents were just like, youngest kid, oh, well, I guess we'll have to get you another pair.
Were they expensive? Because they are the...
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh. Maybe just change this and go, when did you lose your glasses? No, let us know, what have you lost in the ocean? Because I guarantee there's going to be a lot of people that have gone out fishing, maybe the
Eskies.
Yep, something's fallen off. I mean, my dad's boat sunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he lost a lot of things to the ocean there.
He was very close. So he went to check on it after a big storm. And so he went down there and there was this elderly gentleman. The boat was half under, okay? And the elderly gentleman had a bucket. Actually, it was a ice cream container.
Oh, no.
And he was trying to get the water out of the boat.
Oh, that's nice.
And so Dad just said, well, if it wasn't for you, it'd be at the bottom of the ocean, so it's yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really generous.
But, I died inside when I heard it, because I was like, that's our boat. And Dad's like, well, if he wasn't there, we wouldn't have one anyway. So
it's all his now. Anymore.
Yeah, I know.
We just want to know, what have you lost to the ocean? Geraldine's given us a call. How you doing, Geraldine?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, except for that seagull is really loud.
Do you want me to shut him down?
It is very loud.
Yeah, okay. Confirmed.
What did you lose to the ocean, Geraldine?
So we're on our honeymoon, and it was, I think, the second or the last day of being in Langkawi, which is a island in Malaysia. And we both went onto a jet ski, and we both fell in the water because we got a wave, and then he was trying to catch me up, pull me back onto the jet ski, and he couldn't, and the wedding ring fell off, and we didn't know until we got to the shore.
No.
At least he didn't lose you to the ocean.
No.
Right?
So basically he was the rest of the time on the honeymoon without a ring until we got home and we claimed on travel insurance.
Oh,
now, you don't have to share the details, but I'm going to ask anyway, how much was the ring worth? You can avoid this question if you wish.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that one because he's right next to me.
It is rude to ask people those questions, Gazeel.
I just want to know how much money is on the bottom of the ocean.
But they claimed it on insurance, so it's fine. Thank you, Geraldine.
Carol got in touch. I lost my retainer one day swimming, and it was just seconds after my mum reminded me to take it out.
Oh, that's the worst. And Catherine said, "Oh, maybe we'll try and... Do you think we should call Catherine?"
Nah.
All right, we'll read it out. I didn't lose anything, but someone else had lost their teeth. What happened? I sat on them in a rock pool. That's hilarious. I was only 6 years old, and I thought there was a dead body somewhere until my mum explained what false teeth were.
Of course. If you look down, there's teeth that's just clamped on you.
I'm just like picturing her sitting down and something bit in the bottom. There's a pair of teeth hanging off her bottom.
And we've got Nadine on the phone. Nadine, how are you going?
Yeah, hi, Gazeel. I'm good. A bit nervous, but I'm good.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're with friends.
Friends and family.
Friends and family. Friends who are family. Nadine, what did you lose to the ocean?
Yeah, so 4 years ago, we went to the Barrier Reef with the kids, and we were swimming off the side of the boat when my husband had flippers on, and he suddenly got this cramp in his leg, and he bit down on his snorkel. And without thinking, he ripped the snorkel out of his mouth because he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And his teeth, because he's had false teeth since he was a kid, they went flying out to the bottom of the ocean, which was about 6 meters deep. And he was so upset because it's all his front teeth. And so... I said to my kids, we need to pray for Dad. We need to pray these teeth come back. So we continued snorkeling and the whole time praying through our snorkels. And we went back to the boat in despair, thinking he would never get them back. And when we hopped up on the ledge of the boat, there was his teeth and an American man sitting there. And I said, oh, my gosh, you found my husband's teeth? And he said, I was just diving down with my GoPro, and I was looking at some fish, and I thought, what is that on the bottom of the ocean? And he found them.
I love that he just picked up the teeth.
That is so funny. That is brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Well, answered prayer. That is brilliant.
God answers our prayers.
It
doesn't matter what they are. It's just some random person picking up some false teeth from the bottom of the ocean.
That is
just what you need.
Because I'm like, would you have picked them up? You're snorkeling. You see some teeth. I'd be like, oh.
I think I would. Cause
you
it's
would.
It's a funny story.
Just put
check
them
out
mantle.
These teeth I found.
You might need them later on. Yeah, I'm pushing 60.
I got good teeth, thank you. Hey. News and sport on the way out to Faith Hill. This kiss. Thank you to everyone who texted through.
Thank you. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.